Thank you. What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 531. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
It belongs in a museum.
Rawr. Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vail.
How you doing? How you doing? Let's go Knicks.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
It's going to be a tough game of the year.
Imagine if a remaster wins. That would be funny. That would be funny. Anyway, let's get into it. No Chris tonight and no Brett, you know, for obvious reasons. And also, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Torrence Davis. I was on the Warzone Aftermath last night. Had a lot of fun talking to Torrence, you know. We didn't go too long because we both, you know, had to get up early in the morning. We're both old men with jobs and shit. But, yeah, it was good. He's pretty much bringing back all the classics. Like, he had John Shaw on. He had Shaz on. He had Riku on. It was my turn. So, you know, and he says he eventually wants to try to gather everybody for a big show. You know?
Yo, man, yeah. Is he going to call hip-hop up?
Hip-hop would be down. I told him, like, you got to get hip-hop. Like, find Jag on, you know? Like, let's do this. It's got to be crazy.
Call up the Middle East. Make the call out for Jag on.
Oh, God. All right, man. Let's get into it. Interesting week in gaming, for sure. Warzone already made a comeback, man. It's been back, Dio. You know? It's been back. Hit Warzone Aftermath, you know, so go check it out. Go to Davis Daily on YouTube and check out the past episodes. All right, so yeah, the big story of the week, obviously, the Nintendo Switch pre-orders went up and promptly sold out across Walmart, Target, Best Buy, GameStop. Gone, you know?
Guess that price don't matter, huh?
No, of course. Listen, you know how it is, man.
You'll see a large majority of them on eBay and all the other auction sites. I'm sure plenty of people were just trying to flip it. But they do this for all the consoles. Consoles always sell.
Well, Adam, what? Here's an interesting thing. You might be true, but I will say this. I was kind of impressed, even though they freaking sold out right away. They're doing it based off a location. And there were queues and stuff. Like, everyone, like Walmart had queues. Best Buy had queues. Brian would love this pre-order stuff. Everyone had to, at least for some of the major retailers, they had to go through queues, and it was based off a location. So
Carlos, I want to get your thoughts, because I kind of consider you our man on the digital ground for this, because you were actually there at midnight trying to secure one, you know? I just find it funny that, because I look at the Discord chat after the fact, everybody was going ham. I was already sleeping by 12 a.m., you know? But yeah, Carlos, so what happened? Tell us the whole, when did you start and, you know, how did it go for you and all that?
So I started maybe like 20 minutes before midnight Eastern, you know, got the Mountain Dew ready and stuff and Doritos. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for this. And yeah, I loaded up all the websites that were selling them just to make sure that I was able to get one. I tried Target. Target, as soon as it went midnight, Target went available. But when I put the Nintendo on the cart and tried to check out, it would just freeze.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh my God. And the crazy thing is, Best Buy didn't even go live at midnight. It just said coming soon for like the first 30 minutes or something. So Best Buy was like, oh, I guess they're cooked. And then Walmart, I went to Walmart. I only went to three. I think those were the only three that I can recall.
There are Walmart, a bunch here, real quick, sorry, on eBay from 680 and up.
Fucking crazy.
There are a stack of them. I'll put the link as proof. They're all on here. That's what people did. Whether they got on a queue or not, but they're gobbling it up and then trying to, you know, flip it. Yeah, here's another one. $800 they want.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carlos. Continue.
Yeah, so Walmart, they put me in a queue too, and I'm like, this is taking forever. And I just stayed there, and it probably lasted for almost an hour. And then eventually, Best Buy went live, and I'm like, all right. And then I had to get into a queue there. But that queue resolved maybe I don't know, 15 minutes after I got in. So I ordered it immediately at Best Buy. And Walmart, like maybe 20 minutes after that, I was able to pre-order there too, but decided not to because I didn't need two of them. And I asked people around that were that were awake. I was like, hey, does anyone need a Switch 2?
You became Fergus Mills.
I became Fergus Mills, but no one said no one either responded or said yes. So I'm like, all right, and that's it. So I was able to secure the bundle one, the one with Mario Kart
nice.
On it. And yeah, hopefully the thing doesn't get canceled. It got confirmed, and it's supposed to be available that day release to pick up.
Like it's only Walmart that likes to cancel pre-orders. You don't really hear that. I've ordered stuff from Best Buy. I never had it.
Oh, well, Walmart canceled my PS5.
Yeah, they're known for
damn.
That. I got some pre-order right now from them. Let me check.
Same thing. Yeah, go ahead, Manny.
Same thing with Target too. They do that. They'll just mm-hmm. send you a thing late, and then they'll just instantly cancel it.
Yeah. By the way, I want to give a quick shout out to Jay Shep, who's in the chat, who managed to secure one. You know.
Yes. Yes, he was in the chat in the Discord also confirming that he got his own Nintendo Switch pre-order locked up, which is good. Yeah, I don't trust Walmart. I was going to do Walmart if there was nothing else, but I really wanted Best Buy to be the one. Luckily, I was able to get it there. But yeah, looking forward to see how that thing is. I know there's a lot of skepticism about it, even including myself, but you know. That new technology smell sometimes can be pretty enticing.
Damn. And then I heard that, like, if you try to, Nintendo put out a statement saying if you ordered it through their, like, store, they can't guarantee you'll get it on June 5th, which is insane.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, and I saw, like an analyst, so take this how you will, predicting that this console is probably going to sell 6 to 8 million copies at launch, which is crazy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of SKUs.
But I'm wondering, like, did they make that many? You know?
Yeah. I heard someone posted in Japan, it's like even mm-hmm. crazier over there.
Japan was a precursor to what happened here. Because as soon as those pre-orders happened in Japan, 2.2 million, I believe, instantly sold out.
Damn.
Instantly, you know? So when that happened, I remember that was like 11 hours ahead. I'm like, watch, it's going to happen here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when we saw all those people like, oh, lower the price, I really think they were talking about the games.
They're talking about the games. I don't think they were talking about the games. Most people I've talked with, they're not bothered by the console price. They're bothered by the game price, mm-hmm. you know? But again, like we always said, you know, when it comes to the FOMO people, they're going to buy shit, you know? But, so yeah, Carlos, hopefully you'll get your shit on June 5th, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Otaku Man says he got his secured yesterday, so he's good, you know? And I think, Carlos, you might be the only one on Throwdown who's getting one for now, because I don't think the rest of us are.
We'll see. It's the proverbial, you know, I have to review it. And I ain't talking about Adam.
Yeah, well, you know, that doesn't mean I have to buy it either, you know?
Oh, no, we said, like, you said get it. You didn't necessarily imply buying
That's
it.
True. I should, you know, be more careful with my words. You're probably the only one that's going to buy it. On the podcast,
yes,
at least for now, you know,
at least for now, yeah.
That's the thing. My kids have already moved on to, you know, PlayStation. So
they're kids, man. They move on from things pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I even asked them. I was like, "Hey, anybody in your school?" He's like, "One kid is, but that's it." I was like, "All right,
yeah."
Trust me, Adam. You're. I'm pretty sure in a couple of months, it's gonna be. It's all the kids that do get it are going to be bragging about it. The FOMO is going to hit in. It's going to, you know, TikToks everywhere and stuff.
Maybe. Anything is possible.
Do kids even care about Switch anymore? Or am I bugging?
They only care about Fortnite.
That's it.
No, there's that other one. Roblox. Minecraft is still big.
Yeah.
You know, those type of party games, free games.
And they don't care what platform it's on, you know?
No, no, because they all do the cross-play. It all has cross-play, so it doesn't matter what they're on.
Yeah, so you guys have any thoughts on the whole Switch, you know, selling out debacle? Besides Carlos? I'm guessing not, because none of us care, you know? So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens on June 5th. And I'm going to assume there's going to be probably restocks between now and June 5th. So you have to catch that shit quick, you know? Minecraft and Fortnite for the children. Yeah, they are. They're kid games, basically. Effectively, you know? All right, so there's that. And then the other big thing that happened, the rumor is real. Oblivion remaster, remake, whatever you want to call it, is out there. And there's something specifically I want to get into this, but it's crazy, man. Like, this overtook everything, bro. Like, a game from 2006. That's all anyone's talking about right now. You know, and they did, like, a whole, like, you know, big shebang with it. You know, Unreal Engine 5. But I think it's more like a Shadow of the Colossus deal where, like, the original game is still underneath. It just looks nice. But, you know, and I do want to kind of issue an apology because I did say, because, you know, it's your boy, bro. I got a review copy, obviously. And I said, hey, I'll check it out and I'll talk about it in the podcast. But I've been in Fatal Fury land, bro. So I'm like, when I get home from work, I'm not trying to play the long ass RPG. I want to just beat up shit, you know? So I've been doing that. And we'll see what happens because, you know, bro, this is something I talked with Torrance about last night, man. When I saw that email and it said, you know, 80-hour campaign, 100 hours plus all the other, I'm like, oh, shit. I don't want to go through that, you know? That's long, bro. Granted, I have put many more hours into other games, but it's a different thing, you know? I'm in Fatal Fury state of mind right now.
Will it see people's save files if they already own Oblivion?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Last time I played that was on the 360.
Yeah, that's when it came out. But yeah, I saw, and I don't know what the numbers, if it went any higher, but like at one point there was 180,000 people on Steam playing this shit. An old game. And mind you, we got new games this week. Expedition 33 came out. Nobody gives a fuck. They're just playing Oblivion, you know? And I think, and this is what I wanted to say, I think it really tells you something about this generation that a game from 2006 is getting people more hyped than new shit. New games dropped this week. No one cares. They want to play the old shit. Now,
and this is music to the publisher's ears because they're great. Let's just open up the vault and just redo all the old stuff. Forget about investing in new IPs. No point. Look at this. These dudes are making all this money from this old ass 2006 game. Let's do it. Let's bring it. And you know what? As fans, maybe there's some games we do want to come back. So it could be a win-win. It could not be. I mean, we see Disney doing it with all their crappy movies, right? They're bringing all their old ones and making them live action.
Yeah. Although after Snow White, they said they're going to chill out on that. I think
we got another one coming.
Yeah, the Lilo and Stitch movie is probably going to be the last one for a while.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, and remember, we actually saw something similar to this when the Marvel vs. Capcom collection came out. Everybody went to go play that shit. Old game, right? Nobody give a fuck about the new stuff. Very interesting, man. But, you know, is anybody here going to play this thing? I'm going to take that as a no.
I'm thinking about it. Because I really want to play, what is it, Eclair? I always forget the name. Saint Eclair? I don't know. Whatever the hell the name is.
Expedition 33. Let's just call it that for, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, because Clair Obscurum, whatever the fuck. No one's going to remember that.
Yeah, so that game I kind of want to play because it's, you know, it's a turn-based Western RPG, which is something I don't think I've ever said before.
Yeah, right.
But I'm pretty sure something like that exists. But, you know, you could tell, man, these guys are weebs. They're inspired by JRPGs. And I love JRPGs. So, you know, looking forward to see how that is. And I saw the reviews and they look positive. And you know, we'll see how that is. But as far as Oblivion, if there's ever time for that, I might go back to it. I played Oblivion when it originally came out. I don't remember what the hell happened in that game. Mm. So would be nice to, you know, to go back and enjoy it probably better than I did in my teens.
I remember playing a little bit, and then I was like, oh, what's this other thing? Oh, wow, table tennis? What is this like? It never went back.
That was it.
Table tennis for life.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have Brett here to give us his thoughts because, you know, obviously this is his game, you know? But yeah, you know, I don't really have much to say. We'll see if the momentum keeps going. But, you know, obviously the dudes in the chat were obsessed, going nuts. As a matter of fact, there was a mutiny in the chat, bro. You know, when this game dropped, I went in there to, you know, drop a story about how the PlayStation 5 has been redesigned. People were like, Tony, get that shit out of here. We're talking Oblivion right now. I was like, damn, you know? Like, booting me out of my own chat. Ain't that something, you know? And mind you, and I love you guys to death, but you're all a bunch of ponies, right? The fact that you don't care about PlayStation, that says something, man. That's the power of Oblivion.
apparently you like
an old 360 game.
Real engine on there. Yeah.
They like an old 360 game instead.
I thought you all a bunch of ponies. You traitors.
Yeah.
A bunch of traitors there.
I find that funny. Yeah, they said it as soon as they're like, "Yo, Tony, get that out of here. We're talking Oblivion." I'm like, duly noted, and I left. I'm like, I'll let you guys continue your fun, you know. But honestly, it's good to see the chat having, you know, a good time with something they love, you know. So like, yeah, keep it going, guys. This is awesome. There has not been a lot of that generation, this sour ass generation.
Yep. It's interesting though on that PlayStation thing. That thing should have came a long time ago.
And by long time ago, you mean at launch?
Yes.
You know, remember the PS5 Pro is still kind of new, you know?
The PS5 Pro was new, but you remember when they did that, the teardown for the PlayStation 5 originally, right? That thing came on like at the almost close to when it was announced.
Oh, you're talking about the teardown. I'm talking about the updates. They updated the internals. You know, that was the thing that I found interesting. With that update, they actually explained, hey, we added new shit to this. Yeah, so that's what it is. Jason goes, you're misrepresenting us. We're PC Master Race. No, you aren't. Tell that to Tumeke, bro. You know, tell that to Tumeke.
Tumeke will jump on your face like a raptor. Like,
that dude hates PC gaming, you know? I'm pretty sure he secured his Nintendo, you know? But yeah, you know, this is the other part I want to talk about. Because remember, we were wondering, like, yo, what's going to happen with Bethesda? Are they going to shut down Skyblivion? They're doing the opposite. They gave the entire Skyblivion team free codes to this remaster, and it said, we're not, don't worry, keep doing your thing, we're leaving it alone. Like, that's fucking cool. They gave all those guys for free copy of this game. You know, because we were like, that's it. You know, they're going to shut this shit down.
They don't want the backlash. No. They get bad press.
What's going on, Fergus Mills? You know, did you secure any switches for people, bro?
he's in Southeast Asia right now. East Asia, right?
My man said Vietnam, getting them switches, you know?
Oh, he's like, we're going to circumvent these tariffs.
He went to the factory. He was like, I'm making sure I get
it. Like, I'm going to the source.
I'm going to the source. Straight Cambodian. Actually, that's a different country. But yeah, shout out. Yeah, I find out really cool that they're leaving Skyblivion alone, and they gave the guy free games. Like, have fun, guys. Good stuff. You don't see a lot of that. But yeah, Oblivion, there you go. I wonder if they're going to do Morrowind next. You know, because that's the other one that people really like. He goes, Taiwan, getting them tariff free. There you go, sir. There you go. That's good stuff right there, man. All right, next story here. Ghost of Yote is coming out October 2nd. And the reason I want to talk about this is because my theory is that they are trying to avoid GTA 6, bro. they're like, fuck November, we ain't coming. Because this game feels like a November type of game, you know? But instead, they're like, October 2nd, we're coming, you know?
November's always the big time for all these publishers because they're trying to get into the Black Friday deal. They're trying to get into people's mindset to buy their game as a holiday, Christmas present, whatever you want for, you know? So I can't imagine all these publishers just moving away, especially if it's a different type of game.
Yeah.
There's going to be an audience, of course, for GTA, but if you got a fantasy game, a sport game, I know all the sport games aren't going to move out the way.
They're not going to move, but a game that's also open world, they're probably like, you know? And GTA is a game that everybody is going to play. You know, it's not like, unless you're Manny, everyone's going to be playing this shit, you know? So I understand why they're trying to move. They didn't specify that, but I'm pretty sure that's what's happening here, you know? So my question is anybody excited for this? Oh, crickets. Damn, son. Nobody gives a fuck about it. My thing is, like, I wanted to play as Jin again, you know? And then they moved the timeline, like, a couple hundred years in the future, and they make us play as this woman now. I'm like, I want to play as Jin, bro, you know?
I'll play it.
Yeah.
I like the first game. I don't really care about Jin. I don't even remember what his last name is.
Damn.
So it was just a fun game. Like, there really wasn't like much to it. Like, the whole family backstory was the more interesting part. So yeah, you know, I always felt like Jin was sort of like the warm body of the story. Like, he's probably the one I cared the least about. The uncle was the one that was more interesting.
Yeah, but to me, I'm like, I like where Jin ended up at the end of it, you know? I'm like, oh, let's see where this goes now. This is going to be dope. And then that's it. No more Jin. I that annoys me. Rich, what are your thoughts on Ghost of Yotei?
Well, first and foremost, let me correct Carlos. It is Jin Sakai. We must put some respect on old boy's name. So, yeah.
Is that connected to Cobra Kai? Remember the Sakai tournament from last season? That's what it was called, the Sakai tournament. So, maybe.
You know, well, that's a good observation. If so, they need to clarify that with the people who make Karate Kid. There might be a lawsuit because that was not clear. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm excited. I will play it. Obviously, we are going to review the game. So I think to go to what Carlos said earlier about the Switch, you know, we won't be buying the game, but we will get access to the game. So that's what I can say. But but one thing I do want to say, though, when I saw that trailer and some of the story elements, so to speak, I said, you know, this story looks very similar to Assassin's Creed Shadows with the female protagonist. So I definitely want to see how it's going to be different because it's very similar. It's a revenge storyline, just like Assassin's Creed Shadows. So,
Tsushima was a revenge storyline too.
That was
That you are correct. You are correct. But we obviously know that. If you compare this to Shadows, this is obviously going to be the better game, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Like Rich said, you know, I'll be playing. It's just, I'm just a little upset that we don't get Jin again. J-Shep, you're surprising me tonight, bro. He says, I probably won't pick it up this year. Bro, what's up with that Sony loyalty, man? It's floundering, man.
He doesn't have to get everything from Sony if they can choose.
You know, but yeah. So, J-Ship, are you going to get GTA 6 instead? A Ghost of Tsushima live action is in the works. Word? I guess now since superhero movies are dying, they're trying to lump into video game movies and shit.
Is Quentin Tarantino doing it? Because then I'll see it.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I heard the guy who made John Wick is doing this.
Oh, I'll see that then.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Alpha Chuck says, too much this year to play, not enough time. That's called being an adult. That's how it is, baby. You know, that's something else Torrance and I talked about last night. By the way, J-Shep, when you were asking me about Torrance, I found that very funny because I'm like, like, man, wait till he sees that I'm actually talking to Torrance tonight, you know, because he wanted to know if Torrance was excited about any games. And I'm like, Torrance is even more down on games than I am, you know, and I'm pretty down on games. But Torrance, you know, as I explained on this podcast, he's like, he says he's become a casual and a hater. He's just not playing. Like, he says the only game he plays nightly, and Adam, you'll like this answer, and he's not bullshitting. He says every night he plays Titanfall 2, every single night. 1 hour every night.
Is he playing multiplayer or just jumping into the random campaigns?
Yeah, he's doing multiplayer. Yeah, every single night, 1 hour a night, you know? So that's what he cares about. You know, and then he said he's tried some stuff like, you know, some of the newer shit. Like, I think he did buy Oblivion. He's like, nah, I'm good. There was some other Sony game that came out. He's like, eh. He played a little bit of it. He didn't give a fuck. You know, that's how it is, man. But Torrance was always sliding in that direction anyway. Even when we started. Yeah.
We were already losing him down down the pit. So
we were already losing
further
him.
Down.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
He's already. He's not at the bottom yet, but.
What about you, Manny? What do you think of Ghost of Yote? Because I know you like Ghost of Tsushima's.
I don't know. I didn't see anything that impressed me about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And like, again, like, you know, we already sort of have that game with Assassin's Creed Shadows, kind of. It just doesn't have what's his face in it, right? So is this going to be the game that Assassin's Creed Shadow was going to be? I don't know. We'll see. So far we don't know much about the character, and we just saw just a bunch of running around and sort of stuff like that. I mean, it could just be, you know, like more of the same just with a different character, but I don't know.
Yeah. And then they also detail some of the stuff you get if you pre-order it. Lots of digital stuff.
Yeah, there seems like everybody's gotten into this phase where they don't put games inside of their special editions anymore.
Yep.
Death Stranding 2 doesn't have the actual game inside of it. You just get the statue and a code. This looks like the same thing. Unlike the previous Ghost of Tsushima, where it came with the mask and it came with the game, this one is just all the stuff that kind of came with the original one. You know, obviously she's got a new mask, and then, you know, no actual game disc.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Speaking about special editions, they are over on, I don't know when it's going to go up, but over on the Tom's Guy TikTok channel, we're gonna have an unboxing of the Indiana Jones Collector's Edition. Bethesda sent me that, and I was like, at first I was like, gonna have them ship it to my place. I'm like, wait a minute, I could make a social video for the website. So I did that, and just like you said, doesn't come with the game. The globe is kind of cool. I actually gave the globe to my boss because he was really enamored with it. I'm like, you want it? You know, I'm like, I don't have room for this shit. You know, it's like, if you want it.
Yeah, the globe. What else did it come with?
It came, it's kind of cool. Like, basically, it has this little, like, plane with a little magnetic thing. When you move it around the globe, it actually unlocks it. And then inside the globe, there's, like, a notebook. You know, it's like a real actual notebook. You could write shit into it.
It sounds like Indy's notebook from
the game. Pretty much. Yeah, but the main thing is it's the globe, you know? And it comes with a steel book. Ironic, there's no game in the steel book. But it does have, you know, those pieces you collect throughout the game that have those, like, weird, like, writing and shit.
Is it that weird like L-shaped, like, pipe thing?
I don't know if it's a pipe, because there's a lot of pieces like that. Like,
it's like a stone thing that you keep collecting in the game.
Yeah. So you get, that's inside the steel book, and inside the steel book is obviously a code for the game. That's pretty much that. It's a huge box too, you know? So fun stuff there, but yeah, again, you know, we're looking at it and my boss is really enamored by it. I'm like, You want it? Now, go like, ahead.
Is it like a real globe? Like it shows all the continents and all that stuff on it?
Or? Oh, yeah.
It's a globe from the time of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although they, you know, I wonder how accurate it is because, like, for example, if you remember the Indiana Jones movie, when they fly over the Middle East, it says Palestine. This globe does not say that. It doesn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they, you know, this is 2025. They want to be a little careful, you know? But yeah, good stuff. You know, Manny, I'll ask you your thoughts on that game a little bit later. Didn't get pre-order, guys. That sucks, Akeem. Alpha, did you get your pre-order? Let me know, man. I think you did. I think it was Alpha Chuck that was like, yo, Tony, we're not talking about no PlayStation. We're talking about motherfucking Oblivion. Listen, man, I respect it, you know? I'm not here to fuck up anybody's fun. All right, this one I threw in at the last moment because I completely forgot about it. But Adam, this is for you. What's going on with the Division?
Division is back. It's not a dead game. I hate all you people that said it's a dead game. I hate you all. Told you, this is year seven. Year seven. We got Battle for Brooklyn. Wasn't fake news. Yep. It was legit. Got a real DLC coming. It's not going to be no 80 hours like that Oblivion garbage. Oh, my Lord. This is 8 to 10 hours. Gonna have a campaign, got a bunch of activities and stories and new characters, some returning characters. From what they release as two parts of Brooklyn, there's Brooklyn Heights and Dumbo.
Yeah.
Really curious about Dumbo. See if they have Gleason's gym there, right? Remember the gym? Oh yeah.
So Gleason's we'll see gym. You could pass by my old job over there.
Your old job, that was it. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll run through the streets. Look, take screenshots. So that should be good. What else? Got new weapons in there. Of course, it's gonna have co-op where you can play it solo. It's $14.99 standalone type of thing where you just buy it. Or they said they're gonna be pulling all the gold and the ultimate editions, PlayStation PC, and stuff, and then they're gonna have a new version that's up, and that new version will include it.
Okay.
So if you pick that up, if you're new to the game, you get it. You boom, and just like when we played Warlords of New York, there is included a level 40 character bonus option. So that way you can just jump right in if that's what you want to do. Because you have to be level 40 to go into Battle for Brooklyn. And that's it. There was a bunch of stuff. They did a whole big video on it. And I put that over on the Coalition so you can check it out. I also did a bunch of bullet points. So that way if you don't have the time to go through the whole video, just look at the bullet points, all the key stuff, like I just mentioned, that are there. 8 new hunters, of course, 8 new masks. Hmm. Same type of system, though. Same puzzle thing where, remember that one that we did? What was it? That was like, oh, you got to shoot the tombstone. Remember we were gathering around? All right, shoot the tombstone.
I remember that,
like,
yeah.
Poof, like Chris Angel just popped up. And we're like, oh, shit. Shooting at us. I think we died a lot in that spot. But, yeah, they're going to do a lot of that, they said. And, They said they did a recreation of these locations in Brooklyn, and I'm really curious. They sent over these screenshots. It looked great, but it, of course, screenshots are screenshots. I want to actually run through the streets. I want to see if there's train stations. They said they had a bunch of other surprises that for people to explore and find. And this is it. It's finally here. And then they said they're going to do all kinds of other things. Right, this is just this part, this DLC, but year seven is going to have global events and all kinds of other goodies planned. So it's great to see, and these developers talk about how they have all these plans for this game. So it is not a dead game. They didn't even say this is the last. You know, I was expecting them to say, all right, this is it, year seven, and then we're out. No, they didn't say that. So
keep it going, it
could
sucker.
Year eight. They could just keep it going. So yeah, May 27th. Mark it down, May 27th. You know, on all the relevant platforms except the Switch. It's not going to be on Switch. They didn't mention anything about no Switch 2 either. You know, so. Because I remember there was that whole speculation that some Ubisoft games are coming, big ones. Well, not this one. At least not Division. Because if anything, they would have said that at least. It's like, hey, yeah, guess what? And you can soon pre-order Division 2 for. That's one thing I was going to mention. They keep calling it Division 2.
Yeah.
They stopped calling it Tom Clancy's The Division.
Interesting. They dropped that. I wonder why.
I don't know why. I thought at first I was like, oh, I'm just here. Maybe they're not saying it. And then even when I went to embed their video presentation, Division 2. Doesn't say Tom Clancy's The Division 2. Wonder if there's something going on there. Maybe with the whole new, the rights of the Tom Clancy being for Tencent. Because remember, they said they're taking over Tom Clancy. They didn't say anything about the Division.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm wondering if Division is staying with Ubisoft proper.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. Could mean I'll be like, Chris, put the tinfoil hat on. I don't know. Something's fishy. Because they always started off with, this is a Tom Clancy game. No, now it's just Division. But it is, you know, it's coming. I'm excited for it. Looking forward to jumping back into that universe. I love that game. And hopefully, I don't think I'm going to be disappointed. We've seen how they do their mapping. You know, the New York was awesome. DC looks just like DC. So I don't expect anything less for the Brooklyn experience.
Fergus Mill says, count him in for Division 2 game nights.
There you go. There we go. Remember, we spent that time in the dark zone. We were boosting so we could get those trophies in that one. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm done, though. I got the platinum. I'm happy. I'm good. I got
you
what
can,
I need.
You can't. You have to play for fun, Tony. It's not all about the platinums and the trophies.
No, that was my way out because I'm done with just looter shooters. I'm like, I think I'm good. The Division and Destiny drained me, you know? So I'm good now. But, you know, happy that you're getting more of that, you know? Real quick, Akeem on YouTube says, Walmart sent confirmation that he got his Switch 2, and 10 minutes later, they canceled it. That's brutal.
Typical Walmart.
That's brutal. Some bullshit, Mr. Davis. You know?
They don't care, and they don't care.
Yeah. All right, man. Not the last thing. We still got a couple more things here. So we're definitely going to talk about what everybody's been playing. But Rich... we got to tell the folks about Fatal Fury, man. We can finally talk about it. The game's finally out. People are enjoying it. My review went up on Monday. So did Rich's. The game's fantastic.
It was at WWE.
It was at WrestleMania. Yeah, it was fucking insane. You know, like, my thing is,
you
like.
You know why, though? You know why?
The promotion.
Because of the family, the group.
Oh, the Saudi Arabia shit.
Because they have that connection. And the dude was there, front row.
Oh, the murder prince?
I don't know if it's murder prince, but someone from that group. And then because they also do the crown jewel. They have that whole partnership with WWE. So,
it's a problem. Yeah, my thing is like this game, and I'll get into it later, but this game better sell like 10 million fucking copies because of all this shit. You know, having two guest characters and all this.
Yeah, that's a DJ. The DJ was there also.
Yeah, the DJ did a little thing. You know, he came out.
Yeah, he was at the opening for what's his face? Yeet.
Oh yeah. For Jey Uso. Yep.
Jey Uso had him. Yeah, had him at the beginning. But yeah, in front of that dude's thing, it was the King of Fighters all over the show. Well, you know, on the awnings and stuff, it was there. So there you go.
King of Fighters or Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury.
Yeah. It was on the ring too, wasn't it, Manny? On the mat?
Logo? It was one of the logos on the mat. That's crazy. They do this ugly thing now where they put a bunch of the sponsors on the actual ring mat.
Yeah.
And they make money. They're doing it. That's no different than what they do in Japan. You know, New Japan does that.
Yeah. So, Rich, I'll start with you. What are your thoughts on Fatal Fury City of the Wolves?
Well, first and foremost, one correction to make. My review is not posted yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I got hit with a major work deadline that I had to one of those little projects I had to do a quick turnaround on. So I haven't had a chance to publish the review yet. I'm almost done with it, but I will say this: the game is a lot of fun. I mean, when they had the beta a couple of months back. I kind of had an idea as far as the fighting, you know, how to play the game. You know, I'm glad they had the tutorial and all the other stuff in there. So I had an idea of what to expect when it came to fighting. But when I got my hands on the actual game, I was very, 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 very impressed with every aspect of the game. The arcade mode, I obviously, when you play the arcade mode, that gives you a bit of the storytelling aspect of it. So you can find out how each character's story comes to an end. And of course
Southtown. Yeah.
Yes. The episodes of Southtown, which reminded me very much of what they did with Street Fighter 6.
Yes.
When
yes.
you're fighting people, you know, in just random people in the community, which I thought was very funny. Now, I don't know how far you got in that, Tony, but did you make it to the plus version of those stories of Southtown?
Yeah, that's when it gets crazy. That's when it gets crazy. You know, because like basically episodes of Southtown, it's like it's kind of like an RPG in a way. You're basically kind of going from little spots on the map, and as you fight enemies, you'll gain more levels, and you could unlock like boosts like to your health, your strength, and all that. And you know, and it's like there's the three main sections of Southtown. You have to beat certain bosses, and it kind of progresses the character's story, which is kind of tied into what happens in arcade mode a little bit. But it's not as like engaging as Street Fighter's World Tour, because in World Tour you're physically there in the world, you know, in a open world mm-hmm. environment. This one is just literally just going to spots on a map. But I still find it fun. Like I've beaten the game with like, because there's 16 characters, I've beaten the game and completed World Tour. Oh, not World Tour. Not Rich. I'm saying World Tour now. Episode of Southtown with like 10 of the characters. So I've done a lot. Even now, you know, before you know we got on, I was playing as motherfucking T-Zoc, the wrestler. But yeah, episode of Southtown, I find it fun. Like the characters really come to life, and this is something SNK's always done really well. It's like they kind of show you what the characters do outside of fighting, you know? So I find that very engaging. Lots of single player content. If you know, you're not going to mess around with the online stuff. The online is pretty good though. Rich, did you get a chance to play online? Because I don't know, you may not have it because we're both on PS5 and those servers didn't go live until like fucking late, you know?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try that yet. I also noticed though, when, because I know you said the 18th is when they said they were going to turn the servers off. But I also know that when I went back to play the game and they had an update, they added the opening animated. Yes. Yeah, because that wasn't there when we first got the game, because we got it early.
No, it wasn't. That animated opening, they added it right after it premiered, pretty much. It was an update. I'm like, done by the same director who did the Fatal Fury OVAs, and the movie looks fucking fantastic. Not a fan of the music by, you know, DJ McFighting Man. As actually, what does Max Miller calls him? DJ Fettuccini. That's what he calls him. So not a fan of that, you know. But the animation's fucking amazing. Makes me want to go back and watch, you know, the animes and stuff. But yeah, so in my review, I basically just referenced what I experienced during the betas for the online. I thought it was pretty good. Now, obviously, it's live to everybody. The game's now available. Actually, it's been available since Friday if you had like the early release. So I'll check out some online matches, get my ass whipped. You know, I'm pretty sure these guys have been going ham with this game. But yeah, I'm really happy with it. You know, the fighting is really good. If you're if you want a break from Street Fighter, and if you're pissed off with Tekken, because, you know, we haven't been talking about that. The Tekken community is a fucking mess right now. You know, everybody's pissed off with Tekken Season 2. Harada blocked it, like the top guy who plays Tekken, like who won the Tekken World Championship. Like, yo, what is going on right now with fucking Tekken? You know, death threats going on. Like, if you're upset with Tekken, go play you some Fatal Fury, bro. They actually have defensive mechanics. You know, and this game is fun. Yo, this game, I'll say this though, and this is a problem with a lot of Japanese games. They don't explain a lot of shit. There's guys online like showing you stuff that the tutorials do not tell you. You know, like you can actually roll and shit after attacks. Like the game doesn't fucking tell you that. You know, all this like really good stuff. So I want to, you know, really dive deep into that, but you know, into like the other mechanics that the game doesn't tell you about. The tutorial, I think, is pretty good. I like the combo trials. And, Rich, did you try that mini game with the bottles and shit?
Oh, yes, I did try that. That's pretty hilarious. And by the way, I'm going to make this comment. Since you mentioned Street Fighter, I'm just going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
You can confirm. So you say you played as T-Zoc earlier?
Yeah, he was the last guy, big grappling guy with the hawk mask. Yeah. Yeah.
So doesn't T-Zoc and Marco remind you of Zangief an E-Honda as far as some of the moves that they do in the game?
Kind of, yeah. By the way, Marco Rodriguez, he's pretty much the Shoto of this game. His story is that he was trained by Rio, you know, the guy from Art of Fighting, right? But here's the funny thing. In the American version of Marco the Wolf, for whatever reason, they didn't call him Marco Rodriguez. They called him Kush Nude Butt. Like, what the fuck? You know, but he's a lot of fun. Rich, I don't know if you got this feeling when playing with him. When I play with Marco Rodriguez, I feel like I'm playing like an 70s like kung fu movie. Because he looks like you know?
and his arcade story, it's about getting back his sign that was stolen at the dojo, which I thought was hilarious. So,
yeah, that was funny, yeah. And then with T-Zoc, I don't really like grapplers in fighting games, but I like him. He's a lot of fun, you know?
T-Zoc is from...
Mark of the Wolves.
What game.
Mark of the Wolves.
Yeah, he's from that game, yeah.
Yeah, here's the fun thing about T-Zoc, because remember, Fatal Fury and King of Fighters have separate storylines. Like, they're actually in two different universes, right? But there's a little bit of teases here and there. So in King of Fighters, there's a wrestler called King of Dinosaurs who's a really evil guy. You know, that's his, what is he? That's the heel, right, Manny? He's a heel persona. So when you fight Terry, he looks at him, he's like, hey, T-Zoc, is that you? He's like, I am not T-Zoc. I am evil. He is a friend to children. It's like, it's the same guy wearing a different mask because King of Dinosaurs has the same moves as T-Zoc. It's hilarious, you know, but he's like, I'm not a good guy. So I find that kind of fun. But yeah, the game's a blast. I still got to finish it with a couple of guys. I'm saving, you know, Ronaldo and fucking Fettuccine for last because I'm still... It bothers me that they're in the game. I understand why they're there, but it bothers me, you know?
Though people have been taking to Fettuccine more than Ronaldo because Fettuccine has more, like, fun, crazy moves, like the shit where he, like, freezes time and he's, like, punching you in the face and boom, he does this boom, weird boom, jazz boom, hand
boom,
shit.
Boom, boom. Yeah. You know, actually, what I can't do is, like, that fucking shit. Yeah. Because he's a DJ, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, he's fun.
Does he throw records or anything?
No, he doesn't throw records. No, but
he does these weird, there's stuff from his music video where, like, there's this one, like, music video where he's, like walking forward, but he's, like, sliding, like, weirdly in a forest. So they put that on him, and he's got all these other crazy, like, weird, like, things. They just went nuts with
this
him.
This sounds fun.
Yeah, they put a lot of effort into this guy. And that, like, Manny, I'm pretty sure you've seen Max Million playing with him. Like, if you leave him alone, he'll just start staring at you. You know, it's like,
he dances to the music when the music is on, and then he'll just, like, look at you and just be like, you know, move his glasses around, and it'll just go back to, like, doing it. When he crouches, he's got this weird
he's like a
equalizer thing that appears on his head, and he keeps like
they put a lot of effort with this guy.
A lot of fun with him. I feel like Ronaldo's kind of like the boring one.
Yeah, he kind of is.
They should have added a dead mouse.
They should have, right? Yeah,
dead mouse with the big head and everything's like. Rawr.
You know, who knows what the licensing for dead mouse is, and he's probably real expensive, so.
Yeah, who knows? Oh, real quick, I want to. This is not about Fatal Fury, but real quick, in the chat, Mario, that's an appropriate name. He goes, "Is Switch 2 flopping in the USA? People hate the price." No, it's sold out. It's a fucking hit, bro. It is sold out. But speaking about selling out, so this is very interesting. Some people have been. Oh, nice, Manny. I'm gonna just say, some people have been virtue signaling that they're not gonna, even content creators have been virtue signaling that they're not gonna play or endorse Fatal Fury because of Ronaldo and the rape allegations and shit, right?
What?
Oh yeah.
Are you spreading rumors?
That's what people are saying. You know, but basically some woman accused them of that years ago. And now they're trying to use that against him in this game. They're like, oh, if you buy this game, you support rape. Nonsense, you know. So here's my question, because today it was announced that the Fatal Fury, tournament, the winner gets $1 million. So I want to know how many of those people content creators and even FTC guys who are saying, no, I'm not going to support this game. I'm going to be virtuous. I'm going to be like, $1 million. I may have to try my hand at this.
I mean, like, if you think about it, though, like, the person they really should, not to call apples out, but...
Oh, they called out the murder prince, too. They said they don't want to endorse him because of the murder prince.
I feel like that is more of a reason to do it. I mean, granted, we don't know anything about whatever the allegations...
Renardo was just... it's just allegations. There was never any court shit.
I was going to say, he's all over the place. He's in EA Sports. They'll remove you for even saying something wrong.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, there's no way. No.
And again, I'm going to keep it real right now. Ronaldo is a famous man. There's always greedy women after those like that. Let's just be real. That happened with
Neymar. Yeah. Neymar had the same type of deal happen.
Neymar the Submariner?
Neymar the junior, the soccer player, right? Brazilian soccer player. Same thing. Big star, everything. Someone came out, said, oh, you raped. He had proof, I guess, video and other things showing that they actually had a relationship. And that this was not that. She was just trying to get some money.
So Manny, it was both. It's like the Ronaldo thing and the murder prince thing. But I don't think a lot of these guys I've been talking all this shit are going to be like, they're going to enter this fucking tournament. They want that. That's $1 million. That's a lot of money, you know? And as a matter of fact, this is actually the biggest payout for any fighting game ever. It's a total of 2.5 million. So basically the pool is 2.5 million. Even Street Fighter is not giving that much money out, you know?
You have an incredibly rich oil.
He can make
an oil prince that's funding this shit.
So. It's the prince of Saudi Arabia,
Saudi Arabia. Oh, they should up it up. They should up it one more and put that big globe like Squid Game, and then just every time they advance, just throw money in. You know, it's like I'm gonna go through this and win, and then just keep seeing it fill up with money. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I don't think the people that are like talking all that stuff are going to say anything now. They want that fucking money, you know. But again, it is good to see Fatal Fury get some sent, because this is really a hardcore nerdy fighting game. This is not like mainstream like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, you know. So it's kind of cool to see that. And again, go play the game. It's a blast. I'm having a lot of fun. That's why I was like, man, Oblivion. Nah, I'm playing this right now, bro. You know.
All right.
What's up?
One small question: is my adjusted in places like who are more modest about how women are portrayed?
So that's like a good question. Like in Saudi Arabia,
obviously, yeah. Like in Saudi Arabia, does mine not have her classic outfit with the thing, or is she just wearing like a top?
I have no idea.
Version, maybe that version has a modified version.
Yeah. Maybe. Speaking about that, every woman in this game has, except for Preacher, she's like a teenager, but like Mai and Janet, big floppy titties. Like they don't hold back, They do not hold back. Good stuff there. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, just real quick, since we're talking about fighting games, Elena got announced for Street Fighter 6. Very happy about that. And I'm also happy that her original costume is there, too. Because here's the thing. I like her new costume. I hate her fucking hair. It looks atrocious, But, if you pick her classic costume, her hair, looks the way it's supposed to. But it also animates really nicely, So if you don't like her ugly bangs and stuff, you could pick that instead. I don't know, where did you get that idea that the Switch is flopping in America? This shit sold out in like minutes, bro. I don't know, what country are you from? Antarctica?
That's not a country.
They got penguins on there, All right, man. So let's go down the line here. Rich, have you been playing anything else that you're allowed to talk about?
That is a phenomenal question. For the most part, I've been in a lot of Fatal Fury. I know you guys mentioned Oblivion earlier.
Yeah.
Shout outs to everybody that is a fan of Oblivion, but I have no time for Oblivion. So, yes.
Oh, come on.
I got access to a couple of things today, so I haven't really had a lot of time. I have started Expedition 33. That is actually cool. A game of the year. It's in that. It's going to be in that conversation because I saw
really?
Metacritic. I see. Oh yeah, on the Metacritic, it's like right now number one. It's tied with that other game, Blueprints. Clearly, a lot more in that game than in Blueprints. That's my opinion. But yeah, I did start playing that very early in the game, so I can't really say too much other than the game is fantastic. And I know Carlos mentioned it earlier. I know Brian is also interested in it. So yeah, I will talk about that in the future as I've had more time with it.
Dope.
I also got access to Days Gone Remastered.
By the way, Rich, I haven't started yet, but I also have that as well.
Well, there you go. Well, we will have to talk about that in the future because, again, literally got it today, so I haven't mm-hmm. had any chance to play it. As for Expedition 33, I also got that yesterday, so I haven't had any time to really play these games, but I definitely will talk about this stuff in the future here on the show.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The whole thing with Game Pass, shout out to Game Pass because right now people are eating because
yeah.
the Expedition 33, Oblivion, and then Doom, excuse me?
Yeah, it's a lot, you know.
That's pretty good. I know, man, Adam not eating. He's been waiting years for this.
That. People still playing Adam that.
Fall, Adam. Yep.
They finally Adam have Fall, shit. Yep. Yeah, they finally have shit on Game Pass.
So, you know, I wish Brett was here to celebrate this moment of us appreciating the Game Pass as well. Yeah, man, shout out to this mini mini microton of games, which has been sorely needed.
Yeah. All right, Carlos, since you're talking, what have you been playing lately?
Oh, I'm trying to remember if I played Monster Hunter last week. I don't think so. So no, I haven't played anything. I downloaded Expedition 33. Excuse me? I actually downloaded Oblivion as well. So we'll see. We'll see which. I'm probably gonna go with Expedition first. I don't know, Rich, Brian, if you guys have heard how long that game is by any chance. I'm curious to know if it's like, you know, like a true JRPG and it's like 60 hours or you know. Lower it down a little bit.
I heard around 50 hours or so. Yeah, it's a pretty lengthy game, but not 80 hours. Definitely not that long. You know, it's no.
Yeah, so you know, looking forward to playing that, and you know, we'll get Doom eventually, which will be fun. But yeah.
Yeah. So by the way, speaking about Expedition 33, I'm already seeing. I saw a very hyperbolic statement. The first hour of Clair Obscur Expedition 33 is better than almost all movies and TV shows today. That's a bold statement.
Yep.
That's a bold statement.
I've seen that. I've seen similar comments within the first hour and a half. Because when I started playing the game, when I did play the preview build for it, it was already well into the game, like at least 6 hours or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely need to go back and see if they are correct.
Very interesting. And Manny, I know you've started playing something new.
Yes, I've been playing Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, a game that you played at least 6 months ago.
Yes, that Rich and I played, yes.
So, yeah, it's a very fun game. All of your, you know, it's not to say that you guys were, you know, you're talking out of your asses. I trust both of you, but, you know, it is the best Indiana Jones thing, you know, ever made since the three good movies.
Yeah, the best Indiana Jones since Temple. What no? What we call it?
Last Crusade.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm only, you know. I'm officially past the beginning part, but you know, after the, you know, the Vatican part of that. So, but yeah, it's really cool. And there's a fun little thing that nobody seems to be talking about with this game.
Uh-oh.
So being that it's a Bethesda game. So this didn't happen when they released Hi-Fi Rush. You had to log into, in order to, if you wanted to, you could connect it to the Bethesda, you know, net service or whatever, right? This game does something very interesting, and I don't know if the Forza does this either, but I'm sure it does. If you log into your Microsoft account, or you know, like if you have Windows, whatever your version of Microsoft, you know, Windows, if you have it connected, right? Or if you use your, you know, the same email as your, you know, which is also the same thing that logs into your Xbox.
We got the emails.
Yes, you log in with any one of those things, and you get double the achievement and trophies. So if you have the great, so it shows up on the Xbox app as you playing it, and you earn achievements on Xbox as well.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm wondering, double dip. I'm wondering if this game uses the cross save. So if you ever, you know, obviously if you have the Xbox or Xbox PC, for games that are compatible, the game will always upload the save to the cloud and then download it whenever you play it on something else.
It was a few of them.
Yeah.
I don't know about that many, because I linked my account and I had to start a new game. I couldn't pick up where I left off.
So it didn't do that. No, that's what I was wondering if it did that.
No, I didn't do that. So in same thing with the trophy. Because I linked it because it asked me, you want to link your Microsoft account? I went ahead and did that. But again, I already got a bunch of the achievements, so maybe that's why I only got
maybe trophies. It's only unlocking achievements. Maybe it's not doing trophies. The save file, but it's just doing but for the Xbox, maybe that's all you'll get. So if you go on, if you only play the PlayStation one, then you go on your Xbox and play it on Game Pass, it probably won't show you that, but maybe you'll see all the achievements, or it'll be split. And the one that you see is for the PC version. Because they've done that too.
I don't know.
Xbox games where I'll see the chivos and it's like, yeah, you got the chivos from the Xbox version, not the PC.
Was it a first party? Because Hi-Fi Rush shared Xbox achievements and PC achievements. So it's a fascinating thing. If you have an Xbox account, you put it in your PlayStation, you get trophies and achievements at the same time, and they both appear simultaneously, and it shows that you're playing it when you are. If somebody sees you on the Xbox app,
I played Gears 5 on PC, and it popped up. I signed in, and it popped everything up, the chivos, but I had to start a new game.
That game may not have the cross save, but Hi-Fi Rush definitely did have the cross save that worked, and I think Senua's Sacrifice also has it as well. So we'll see, but I guess it doesn't. I guess the you can't continue from whatever you know from your Xbox version to play the PlayStation version. It'd be nice to see something like that happen, but not a big deal. Fascinating little thing though, that they link them, it shows up on both. Yeah.
Anything else?
Fun game. Can't wait to continue forward. I'm in Giza right now.
Yeah, no, it's a good game.
Giza.
I think I've played 21 hours already.
Nice.
Holy moly.
I cleared out all of the Vatican.
The Vatican. Yeah, shout out to the Pope. You know.
Shout out to the Pope.
The Pope. All right, Brian, what have you been playing lately?
Actually, I've not been playing anything because I've been watching this TV show, this cartoon on Amazon. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called Invincible.
Ooh, my man. No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. Just finished season 4, I think, like 2 days ago. And yes, Tony, I now understand the hype behind Conquest.
Yes, now you
that
know.
Was, I can see where all the budget went. Because it seems like that whole episode, everyone just said, okay, you know what? Just throw the budget on this one episode.
Pretty much.
The first thing that clued me off was Mark's hair just moving. It's like, oh yeah, his hair moves. And it's like, okay, budget now. But yeah, it's really good. As you probably know, as you guys have talked about, so I've not been playing anything. When I have had time, it's just been dipping in and out of Monster Hunter.
Yeah, you getting ready for Ray Dow next week?
I am. I do believe I'm at a good point with Ray Dow fights, so hopefully the arch-tempered one won't kill me as much. But I've now moved over to maining the Gun Lance, because the Gun Lance is just amazing weapon. It's just like, hey, do you like defense? Yes. Do you like damage? Yes. Gun Lance.
Yeah, Gun Lance can be fun. Absolutely.
So when that drops, we'll definitely be playing.
You already know, bro. You already know. By the way, did you fight Tempered Mitsuzune?
Yep.
Because that is a humbling experience. That is a humbling experience, man. Like, Brian, what happened to us was, like, we were hunting some other random monster, and we were like, hey, there's a Tempered version. Let's kill it real quick. That thing stomped the fuck out of us, you know?
I watched the stream.
So you already know the story. And then what we didn't know was that, because originally your armor, like, upgrade limit was set level 7, but they raised it to 8. So when we did that, we had a better chance against them. But it was very humbling. But, Brian, I liked that humbling, because that's something we were complaining about. The game was too easy. This game fucks you up now, man, which is good. You know, the new monsters. Like I said, leave the old monsters alone for, you know, people who are just jumping in. But for the new shit, give us the crazy monsters. Zoshiam, bro, like, it is humbling to fight this thing for 30 minutes and then die. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I think it's by far caught me the most out of, like, any monster in Monster Hunter. And I do believe it's responsible for at least half my cards. So it's Zoshia. Like, that one attack that he does where he just stands up on his hind legs and then just, like, fires down, straight down.
Yeah.
Pisses me off so much because I can't seem to block it, and it's just so fast. But yeah, it's great. Love it.
Good stuff. All right, Adam, what have you been playing lately?
Still playing The Last of Us 2 Remastered on Steam Deck. Playing FC, because that's what I do. FC 25, love that game. And then, of course, NBA. This is it. Knicks won today again against the Pistons. Hmm. They're garbage. This is great. We're winning. I'm excited. It's that season, playoff time. So, you know, that's all. That's what I've been playing. Not too much. You know, we got some other things coming in. Of course, Doom. I'm getting hyped for Doom.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Out
of time.
That's probably the next big game I'm going to play, to be honest. I'm just like...
Yeah. That's what I'm really hyped for.
Like, again, I know there's other stuff. Else. Yeah.
Yeah, I but everything's just blocked out. Of course, now that I know Division, that's going to be awesome to jump into. But for new games, it's Doom. That's what I'm hyped for.
Yeah, boss, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right, man, it's going to do it for us. Rich, what is going on with the Coalition this weekend?
Well, this weekend, still going to be playing through some games, so I would say definitely look for some reviews and previews next week. As for what's been going on with the Coalition, myself, Adam Vale, our very good friend Ricky, and Miss Dana Abercrombie, we actually recorded a WrestleMania review podcast. So if you do want our thoughts on WrestleMania, definitely check that out. It's currently on the YouTube channel. And as for other stuff that we're working on, yeah, Power. There's no Power this week because there is a one-week break from Stars. That will return next week. But outside of that, yeah, there's a lot of great things in the works. So stay tuned.
Yo, man, you busted Rich, out the Coalition Avengers for WrestleCast.
Well, say what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Rich, fun. Would you say that the power is out?
There you go. Yeah, the power is out. Yeah. No, listen, that was a fun. It was a fun discussion, fun podcast. We're gonna do more of those in the future if something as interesting is happening in wrestling. But it was great to have everybody back for the show. 100%.
Good stuff. And Adam, what's going on with you, man?
Oh yeah,
TV man. Terminal, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, TV Terminal over here on YouTube. Got a lot of stuff. I want to give a shout out to people from Throwdown, from the fans. A lot of people subbed and followed. Shout out to Dio. Thank you, Dio.
Theo did a nice retweet sharing everything out from The Last of Us, our coverage with myself and my brother Josh, and we're having fun doing that. So yeah, we're still covering Mobland. That's the first season, and then season two, of course, The Last of Us, and then the next one, Murderbot from Apple. So those are the three. So if you're interested in those shows, check it out. The TV Terminal here on YouTube.
Good stuff. Man, you got anything?
We got the Power Company number one, big 40 page issue monster with me, with Kari Randolph, Aletha Martinez, and myself and a bunch of other people doing a big old book for DC Comics is coming out real soon. So, keep an eye out for that one.
Oh, question, Manny. Also, you said...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Don't forget that. I think the Leonardo issue just came out from the previous month, so now we should be seeing the Michelangelo issue.
You said it's limited locations, but where? So let's say, where's the limit? Where can people, if they want to find these, then?
What do you mean?
Because you said it was they're not easy to get. They're like select locations or something like that. Limited.
The Naruto. So that's for the Naruto cover. So a couple of covers they set them as what they call are retailer exclusives. So if a retailer orders a certain amount of books, they get the retailer exclusive, covers.
But we don't know which retailers, right? You don't know which one.
No, well, you don't know. You don't order. Know. Yeah, it's locked under a specific amount of orders. So that's what makes those things incredibly rare.
I wonder, because I've had there's some comics that I had gotten that way, but through Midtown Comics on their website, they'll still put them on the website. So it's exclusive to the store. Yeah. So I wonder if maybe that's an option. People are interested, check out Midtown Comics, because maybe you can pick up one of these covers from there.
You could possibly do the Naruto cover and a couple of the other ones. So the Turtles covers, those are common. So you can. Any comic store that you go to, you should be able to get those. Those are not real retailer exclusives, but a few of the ones that we've done in the past are, like the 40th anniversary one from last year with the classic 2003 Turtles. For some reason, they made that a retailer exclusive, but, is what it is. Thankfully, IDW sent me a few. So I sold off a few of those at C2E2. So thank you to all of you, who picked up that cover, as well as the cover that I fully illustrated.
All right.
Yep, that's good stuff.
All right, man, we are done here. So make sure you follow through down on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, join the Discord, and check us out on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vail.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
And Brian Monjoma.
I'll only buy the new Ghost game if it has hot springs.
There you go. They may not have him in this one. We'll see about that. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. And remember to go check out Warzone Aftermath with me and Torrance shooting the shit later.
Laters.